In 1955, I was, I started to work on the, I went to work for Hoagland Barge Line, just go by, just kind of touch it up a little bit. The first vessel I caught was Francis Hoagland. Captain Dick Miller was captain on the boat, and I was down here on the boat store, and I had my port security card. In fact, all I had was just the document, what the Coast Guard had documented me. I didn't have the card at the time, but that's all I needed, and he seen that, and he told me to grab my suitcase and get on the boat. I was 16 years old. And so I caught the boat, rode it for 38 days. I rode that boat for 38 days before I got off.
That was your first trip?
That's my trip on Hoagland Barge. I rode for 38 days. I won't ever forget that. I'll never forget my first trip.
Right.
I remember things that happened to other trips, but I don't remember much about them other than knowing what trip it was. But that trip I'll never forget.
Yeah.
And back was going to Huntington, West Virginia, towing coal. And I worked on that vessel for a year or so, and then I swapped over to the Warren Hoagland. Captain Durard Bailey, he was captain on there. And I worked under him. We was towing oil barges at the time. And so I was working with him and the mate, and was pumping, loading and discharging barges in different places for Gulf Oil. And so I got to working with the barges and with the tankermans and all on the barges. And in 1955, I went to the Coast Guard and take the examination for my tankerman's license. I passed the test and picked and got my tankerman certificate. And then I started getting paid for doing the job. At that time, I got $10 for loading the barge, $15 for pumping. And for some time, I was the only tankman on the boat. And I had to do all the pumping. We'd run it from Port Arthur, Texas to Pittsburgh, to Helena, Arkansas, back to Nashville, and to Memphis sometimes, and then back to Port Arthur. just something I enjoyed doing anyway. I was doing sometimes I was doing all of it, all the pumping and loading. Sometimes I was the only tankman on the boat when the mate wasn't on there.